Yutes Ear Toshin Pavov, Rav David Elio Noyek Shlita.
Morning, Rabbi Sai. Morning. Now to go through our, what we might call our last share on what says. It's been a long haul. It's a big topic, and it could go on forever, but we'll have to cap it somewhere. So today's share is about Shivrei Kelim. Shivrei Kelim refers to broken Kelim. Broken Kelim that break either before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Again, nobody wants these type of shailas, but they do come up. People's glasses break, things break. You need to know what to do on Shabbos. So the title of the share was The Useful and the Useless. And I was going to stop there because a lot of people are brought up with the mussar, with the concept that if something's still got a use, if it's useful, it's not muksar, and if it's useless, it is muksar. And then I decided to add on TNCs apply, because with everything you've always got to read the small print, TNCs apply, because as we're going to see soon as we go to the sugya a bit, of a quick look at the sugya, there will be useful items which are still muksar, and useless items which are still okay. That's why we say terms and conditions apply. Yeah? So it's not just, if we would have just left the title as the useful and the useless, maybe nobody would come. That's the rule, but that's not the rule at all, yeah? So again, Shivrei Kelim refers to items that are broken before Shabbos or on Shabbos itself, and broken items have different halachas depending on that they've got different levels of usability, and that affects their halachas. So we're going to speak about three groups, some of these groups are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and see where, if you have a shaila, which group your item falls into. So, group number one, the simplest one, is something which we consider totally useless. Yeah, totally useless means einoy roi l'shum melacha. There's no use for that. There's no use for that at all. If someone, the marshal, sits down on his glasses and snaps them straight in half, yeah, half a pair of glasses. This is totally useless. No one's going anywhere with half a pair of glasses. So that becomes now muksa machmas kufoy, which we discussed at the beginning. Muksa machmas kufoy is a shaka muksa. It's got no shem keli. It's useless, and it may not be handled. But you're dying with one hand in a regular situation. You have to move it with special ways, what we spoke about. So they become muksa machmas kufoy. The aside is lost its shem keli. A minute ago, it was a pair of glasses, a keli. A keli is after leheta. It's the best we can ask for. And then someone sits down and breaks their glasses. This happens quite regularly. Arms fall off, screws fall out, lenses fall out, glasses. And quite a lot of glasses shailas on Shabbos, yeah? So I'll just tell you one shaila which we had in shul recently, and then we'll get to it when we get there. You can think about it as we're going along. A boy came over after Shabbos on Shabbos, and he said, he was walking out, he says, I don't know what to do. I said, what's the matter? He said, my glasses have the arm snapped off. I don't know, he plonked his chumash down by mistake. Snapped off the arm, the lens fell out. I said, let's have a look. So I went over to his seat. And he's got there a pair of glasses, as he said. There was one lens in, one lens out. Screw on the table, the arm on the table. He said, can I fix it? Can I not fix it? Is it muksa? Can I put it into the drawer? Can I carry it in my pocket? What should I do? Right? So hopefully the answer to that shaila will be clear over the next 20 minutes. Yeah? Sometimes you see a sole of a shoe in the street. The first day I gave this shiur many years ago, I was walking down the street and I saw the sole of a shoe on Broom Lane. And I thought, perfect, I picked it up. Obviously, I cleaned it. No, it was on a Monday. It was outside Jewish Island, the sole of a shoe. This shoe, I don't know where the rest of the shoe was. That shoe is now useless. I don't know where. We're going to speak about the sole in a minute. The shoe is ois keli. A shoe without a bottom, unless you're the Radzina with gold shoes, is not a shoe. Yeah? Not the Radzina. Or was it the... Yeah, thank you. So, okay, so that's group number one, a totally useless item. So one has to be very careful to assess what's actually happened to your keli when you come up with a shaila of a broken keli. Not everything is just a broken the same. Category B is still usable in its original capacity, just not in the best way possible. It's not in the best way possible. And this is known in Shulchan Aruch as Oisin Me'en Melachton. Me'en Melachton, or Me'en Melachton, we've shown it. Can still do the job it's made for, but it's not the best. It's not the best, yeah? Now, so, take an example. I don't know if you've ever noticed that there's four buttons on a jacket sleeve, sometimes three. These buttons serve no function in the levisha of the beggar. They're just That must be the way they started the design. I don't know.
Stop you.
I don't know what it's for.
Yeah. Why is he not out sore?
Huh?
And I would do it, but why is he not out sore?
What, the buttons? No, they are part of the beggar. What function? If a button, put it like this, if a button falls off, or sometimes you trip in a door and you get half a chop button, no one's not going to Minka because they haven't got a jacket. You've got a jacket. It just keeps you warm. You take it to wear the Davin, but no one's panicking. The button's off. It just doesn't look nice. It looks a bit, you wouldn't take that one in the shop if it were the only one, and you wouldn't wear it maybe to your kid's chasnah, but it's a perfect usable jacket. It's just not the best. So there, that jacket is somewhat broken, but it's still very, very usable, and therefore it's not muksa. That's called oisin me'en melachton rishon. It's still up for its original job, and therefore it's not muksa. It's useful, yeah? So group one, the broken glasses are useless. Muksa machmas kufay. Finito. Second case is melachton rishon. It's still good.
Even if it's not marked.
Marked on what?
It's always acting perfect. Now it's come off.
He still wears a jacket, doesn't he? Yeah, he's busy. He's going to sort it out. We'll speak about sorting these out.
A button which is hanging loose on the jacket.
Sorry?
A button which is hanging loose.
Still doesn't affect the jacket.
He does this carefully. More macro than that.
Okay, this still doesn't make the jacket not be a good jacket. We'll speak about fixing things in a minute. Okay, so, someone could have a shoe. Sometimes you have a fancy shoe with a tassel or a buckle or a little gold thing in the corner, and it falls off. You don't even notice it fell off. Suddenly you're davening Shemoneh Esrei through, you say, hey, where did that? The buckle's fallen off. Sometimes people only buy the shoe for the buckle, but they don't. The shoe doesn't stop being a shoe when the buckle falls off, yeah? I'm asking, the shoe's a shoe. So it doesn't look as spitz, but it's still doing the job of a shoe, and therefore a shoe with a buckle falling off is not muksa. Go back to the first case. If a sole falls off, that's different, yeah?
Some females will not wear it. It's not
a foot. Okay. Okay, we'll get there. So we've got totally useless, which is muksa machmas kufay, and oisin melachton rishon, still doing its original job, just not in the best way. That's not muksa. Then we have a third group. A third group is what might call nowadays a hybrid, somewhere between group A and group B, and that's called oisin me'en melachah. It can do something. Chosh epos. And this is where people mean when they say, has it got any use? Then it's okay. Yeah? So you could take something which is, it's so broken it can't be used for its original, but it's not so broken it's useless. It's between A and B. Then it becomes not muksa. That is considered oisin me'en melachah. Yeah? For example, you could have someone's caught their shirt or their jumper on a nail, go past the door, and it all starts unraveling. A good jumper, but it's good for a shmata. Some people keep ripped up towels or something, a rag. They use it for a rag. It's got a usage, and therefore it's not more. So this has no usage at all, right? So So we've discussed until now the main, what we might call the main kaili. The main kaili is the jacket, the shoe, the glass. All these items is the main kaili. That kaili, it depends if it's totally useless as muksa, if it's got any use, whether it's the original use, just a bit incapacitated, a bit less than optimal, or any other use, it's okay. Those are the two groups. Useless, gone, and useful, even if only for a new job. That's okay. What happens, that's the kaili itself. What happens, though, with the bit that's come off? What happens with the bit that's come off? This is very important, because many times you'll see someone and they'll come across a scenario where the kaili has broken, an item, an appendage, an accessory has come off the main item, and they want to keep it. Oh gosh, that flower's fallen off my hairband. You better get it. I need to put it back on after Shabbos. What's the din of this flower that's fallen off the hairband? What's the din of the button that's fallen off the jacket? What's the din of the buckle that's fallen off the shoe? I've got it. It's fallen off in front of me. I want it. I need it, and now I want to know. I know the shoe's okay because it's doing this, it's still good for something. I want to know about the din of the buckle. Any ideas? What's the din of the buckle?
It must be Muksa.
Ain Muksa the Chatzis Shabbos?
It must be Muksa because you can't do anything with it on Shabbos.
It must be Muksa because you can't do anything on Shabbos. I've got some great news for you today. It's going to be okay. I'll explain why. It's going to be okay, huh?
If you want to mend it again or not.
Oh, very good, very good, very good.
You can't mend it until after Shabbos.
100%. 100%. We'll see now how. It's a big sugya in Shas. It's called Muchen Agav Oviv. Oviv refers to the Av, the Daddy Kaili. And Muchen Agav Oviv means that this appendage, this accessory, is muchen because of its relationship with the Father. I'm only a buckle, but I'm part of the shoe. I'm only a button, I'm part of the jacket. And the sugya goes as well. When a part of a keli becomes detached from the main keli, the buckle comes off the shoe. Whether it's on Shabbos, everything we're discussing now is whether it broke before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Then, if that main keli can still be used, a mutter item has lost its accessory. If the main item continues to function, even if it's a little bit disabled, so to speak, the little item, the buckle, the accessory, is muchen agav aviv. Use that word muchen and muksa. It's mutter because of the father, as long, very good, Mr. Mankov, as long as you've got das to put it back on. Chas v'shalom to put it back on Shabbos. Yeah? So that's called muchen agav aviv. If the main item continues to be passable, even if the appendage is broken, it's detached, if you're going to put it back on, and it's okay. Why is that? Because that buckle has been part of that shoe for so long, because that button has been part of the jacket for so long, it's like a part, it doesn't go away. Now it's temporarily broken off, but in mind's eye, it's going back on, and therefore it stays not mukzah. This is a chiddush. This is a chiddush. Again, there's lots of machlokes about everything. I'm saying here the mahalach of Mishnah Berurah with Rabbi Falk, and yes, there is big raid. I remember walking to learn in shul on Friday night, and there was a man with his daughter standing at the bottom of Lee Street, outside of Nature, and he was digging in the leaves with his shoe, and his daughter, about 9 years old, looking very, very distressed. And I foolishly maybe said, "How can I help?" And he said, she was crying. He said, "She's lost the button of her coat." She has a posh coat, Zara. You can't get this button in any other shop. It comes with two buttons, and one's come off. And she was very, very distressed. She wanted to find the button. Now this father, very dedicated, kicking up autumn leaves, mounting the leaves outside the shop, looking for a little button, and offered to help a little bit. He said, "What can I? Oh, the leaves muksa, is the button muksa? Can I carry the button home?" I said, "Listen, the leaves we can kick around with your feet. The button, definitely according to the shittas we're saying here today, is muchen agav aviv. It was part of the big keli when Shabbos, before Shabbos, on Shabbos makes no difference. And therefore, if you've got das to put it back on," and she said, "Definitely, that's the whole point. You can't get this button anywhere else. I'm going to take it home." And then she said, "Oh, do the Eruv." I'm not getting into the Eruv now yet. "He's going to carry this button home and put it back on. And therefore the button is not muksa because it's muchen agavavim. Muchen agavavim. It's a little, tiny little button. This by itself is useless. But because that's the special button, it's part of the keli, is it part of the set?" You can say that, part of the set. "You can put it back on, you can take it home."
Put it in your pocket and carry home.
Absolutely. Obviously, when we got to shul on that Friday night, the shadow came up and everybody started screaming all the ingulain. I said the machlekes and everything. This is our false approach. That is definitely muta abu vad. So datoy lach zero. You have to have das to put it back on. Right. Now, when the second shadow came up,
is that only if it's a special button or if it?
Oh. So the chayra. When a shirt button, a plain little these pop off. I don't know how busy people are getting picking those up and sewing them back on. There's loads in the sewing box, and sometimes there's not so cost to just have a button thing. But that button, she was tacking, getting very busy. It's from Zara. You can't get another one. I said, "There's a shop that sells buttons." I was trying to see what type of people, what we're dealing with there. I said, "There's a Leicester Road, the lady who sells buttons in the back garden. You can go." "Oh, she doesn't have Zara buttons." Again, we had a kiddush, bar mitzvah, tidying the tables after all the guests had left, and suddenly someone notices, again, a rather distinctive button sitting in the l'chaim cup, on the middle of the table. I'm wrapping up, and someone says, "Hey, that's muksa! It's come off the beggar, it's broken!" "Wait a minute." He says, "I think we should bring the dovash al heta and put it in the cup, and we should carry on, we should get going." He says, "Slow down. Whose button is it?" "No one knows." So, "Well, let's work it out. It's not so hard. Look at the button. What does it say on it?" "Verbade, if that's how you pronounce it, I don't know." "Look around here. Ooh, look at these kids here from Mishpacha. You, come here. Got a Verbade coat. Are you missing a button?" "No." "Oh, yes, I am. Oh, my mommy's going to..." "My mommy's going to get upset." I said, "Is that button on the table yours?" He starts reaching further. "Wait a minute. Before you pick it up, maybe it's muksa. This button's from your jacket." He said, "Yes, it is. You can see. Missing." I said, "Very good. Do you think your mammy's going to serve back on for you after Shabbos?" "Definitely." I said, "So take it home." "Yeah? Same again. Everyone's happy. It's not muksa." Yeah? So a button falling off a jacket, man's jacket, a button falls off the sleeve, that's to put it back on, pick it up, no problem. This is important when you're not around.
It's not half cut, but you won't fit.
That's a which hand?
The shirt, the roots of the hole.
You want it. It's mukhanag. It's mukhanag above the aside. Prepared because of the father kadi, and that makes it. It can happen in your house. I'm not talking about the Erev now. Those who use the Erev, use the Erev. If you don't, this could happen in your house. Could happen, want to put it away even. It's in someone else's house, put it on the shelf. Take it home for those who use the Erev, take it home, and those who don't, put it away. That shouldn't get lost further, yeah?
If it take it home for somebody else. Something and put it out,
advertise it. I mean, for that person to put it back on, how can you be sure they're going to put it back on? Maybe it's rubbish.
You can see it's a quality bone.
I don't know if that's mutter. It's a nice shiloh. What Mr. Fuller's asking is, if I find something in the street which looks to me kosher, it looks to me like that person would reattach, and I'll put an advert in the, what's it called, advertiser, in 2 years, found the left earring one. And is that enough? I don't know if that's enough to say that you're basically got a sophic, whether you're going to find the owner, sex taker. If you find them, they're going to put it back on. Not much of that. Don't know. It's a nice question.
You're going to do the broken hole and you say, I'm going to fix it.
No. We're going to get to that in a minute. It's a good question.
Can you repeat the other question? You can't hear anything.
Yeah. He's asking about fixing on Shabbos, saying I'm going to fix it after Shabbos. Is that good? Is that bad? We'll see if that's a Milo Chisorn. You shouldn't talk about it on Shabbos anyway. You're not allowed to talk about what you can't do on Shabbos on the Dabba Dabba. Don't say, I'm going to fix it after Shabbos. If you can't fix it on Shabbos, don't say it on Shabbos, yeah? That's the basic rule. You've got these hair bands the little girls wear. They go and they hot glue gun onto, if you remember this age, they glue on flowers and beads and whatever. They build your own hair band type of style. And sometimes the glue is not as strong as the people who make it want it to be. And a flower falls off. Some of these flowers are not cheap. And you say, you know what, we're going to put that back on after Shabbos. Same thing. The hairband still works. She can wear it. It's just got a big flower missing. Or a little flower missing. If you've got that to put it back on, it doesn't have to be Moshe Shabbos, bang, straight after marriage. You've got that to put it back on. That makes it mutter. Both parts, everything's good. Yeah. The keli, the hairband is a keli shenachta leheta. The flower is mukhan agav of it. I like to use the words of the shulchan aruch. It's prepared. Agav the father keli, agav the hairband, and if it's all mutter, even though it's broken. So if someone sees you walking with the hairband broken, say, that's mutter, it's broken. You tell them, no, it's not. This is melachta leheta. This is mukhan agav of it. I got das lahatsiv to put it back on, and therefore it's okay. So now a little bit over to Reb Anthony's question is, can mukhan agav of it really help for useless items? You walk down the street, you see this button on a normal day. You just walk straight past it, you kick it, it's not very useful. What are you going to do with the button? The answer is that Rabbi Falkholz, and it's clear the way he learned the sugi, that Mukhan Agav Ovev does help, even for an item which is useless by itself. For Zich Alein, you'd say, what is a button? What are we going to do with the button? Mukhan Agav Ovev brings that together, brings it twinned with the Vada, and that's the power. Yeah?
If it matches.
It's
got a gold rim, for example.
A gold?
A gold rim. But it matches that at the other
right. Point. Right. And you've got that to put it back on?
Yeah.
It's okay? It's okay.
Do you have to carry on wearing the jacket to demonstrate that you...
Yeah, if
you're taking a button off a jacket, you see, do you have to carry on wearing the jacket to demonstrate that you have to...
No, I don't think you have to wear it. We all know it's mutter.
You're not stupid,
are you? There is another TNC on this, is when you find something broken, I'll just show you an example of what the Shulchan Aruch gives an example of a broken needle, yeah? When you have a needle, which is broken in half like that, no one, I hope, is going to fix that after Shabbos. That's mamish shmata. Even sometimes you have a key. Sometimes you have the unfortunate circumstance where you put a key into a barrel lock and it snaps. It happened to me a few times. Patio door, you just turn it and you end up holding the circle part in your hand and the rest of the key's in there. Incredibly difficult to get out. And I would say impossible, you can argue, to get those two back together one day and use them again as a key. So that's called Da'atil La'ashmo. So the example Jorgen Ark gives is a snap needle that's so far gone. And once it's Da'atil La'ashmo, the heta is finished. You can't pick up a button and say, I've got Da'at to put it back on my jacket. But no one's picking up two halves of a snap needle and saying, I'm going to fix that, yeah? So once it starts to throw it out, then both parts are muxa, yeah. Then both parts are muxa, that's finished.
You use it to take a splinter out.
You're saying if the sharp half is still around and you want to use it for a... Yeah, so if you want to use it for that, fine. It's still a cage wrap. The main thing is the DAS switch. Once you've switched in the head and say, right, forget it, I'm throwing it out. Yeah, I'm throwing it out, then it's finished. Then the Mucha Nagavava finishes. Yeah. Now, here's a very, very, very important point. Despite everything we've mentioned, that you've got a heter of Mucha Nagavava, there's still a few cases when Chazal decided that you're in danger. And that's called Gezeira Shemo Yitoka. A Gezeira, Chazal, made a decree that you might fix the item. Right? And when that Gezeira kicks in, you might fix the item. That stops the Muchan Agav Oviv from working. That stops the Heter from working. Now you're again in danger. So it's a bit of a complicated sugi. You've got broken items. Then you've got, ooh, a nice big Heter Muchan Agav Oviv. But just check. There's no Gezeira Shemi Yitoka on the site. Now, how do I check when is the Gezeira Shemi Yitoka? What are you talking about? Who is this? I've never heard of this Gezeira. When does it apply and when does it not apply? So, very simple. When the item has become heavily incapacitated in its usage because of its breakage, or because of its removal, or because of its loss, then that incapacitation and the fact that it's so easy to fix makes us scared. One lady was trying to boast me, my earring every week is bent, I just quickly fix it. I just, like, as if the quickly fixing it's a Milo, the quickly fixing is a Chazara, yeah? If it's quick to fix, then we're worried you're going to do it, yeah? So, let's take for example a leg has come off a bench or a chair. Everybody knows sitting on a three-legged chair is really not good schmack. That, take the leg, put it back in, give it a twist, press, you've got a chair. That is when Chazal are worried. So as it breaks apart, don't stand there with the chair saying, oh, the chair's melachta leheto, the leg is muchen agavov, everything's okay. No, because the next thing you do when you have those two is put it back in and turn it, give it a good bang, fixed. Boine, makapatish, gezeira. Chazal are worried, you might come to do these things, shema yitoka, you might screw it back in, and therefore they make the whole thing muxa, the chair and the leg. So we've gone from a shoe with a buckle broken apart being completely muta, a chair and a leg both being completely osa, because the gezeira overrides that mucha nagavava, takes mucha nagavava and says, very nice heter, too scary, gezeira shema yitoka. You're going to stick these two together, they're so easy, it's so broken, it's so not geschmack to sit on a three-legged chair wobbling, you're going to fix it.
Not about that, let's get a chair and leg,
yeah, and now it's snapped out. We're going to see about different levels. We're going to see now. Sometimes you buy a brush, a wooden brush, and, or whatever they call the brush, and you screw it all in and you sweep it along, and suddenly it gives way on you. It's snapped out, and you have to take it out, put the pin in again, or turn it again. So that brush, when it comes out, yeah, the stick has come out, the person mentioned this specific case, yeah? So put those two together. Is it usable, the brush, in its broken state? It's not worse than a what's it called?
A hand
brush. You can get that on the floor and start sweeping, but that's considered, for a big sweeping brush, heavily incapacitated to sweep like that. So you get the stick, quickly put it back in, there's a you talk. I said, don't think Mochen Agaboviv, the brush is okay and the handle's okay. So no, the whole thing's also. Gezeira, Shema Yitoka, yeah?
It's going to out often and easily.
Oh.
We've had it where it just comes out like this.
Right, so this always comes up when we discuss the brushes. Are they supposed to be like that? The no, Tesco, whoever sold them.
No, it's not. But it's after many years' use.
Many years' use, right. So the
Chayla's a problem.
The separate case of being having Yoffa and Binyan Steer Kadim, Binyan Gomel, that's a whole new sugi. But this, the Chayla, just for this, putting back in would be a problem. Would be a problem, yeah? So, that's a little bit of a take on Gezeira Shem Yitoka. The question is when the Gezeira doesn't apply, and this is Negeir to your Shalom, yeah? So there's another point here which Chazal says, and again, this is a bit more of a complicated sugi because of this. You have the Heter and the Gezeira Shem Yitoka, and now we're going to finish off with when the Gezeira Shem Yitoka doesn't apply. And this is very, very Negeir. Very Negeir, and it's Lemaisa. The cases where the Gezeira does not apply is when the Chashash seems more remote. The Gezeira Shem Yitoka, we're not scared of every person doing it. It's only if it's easy. If the leg, let's say you have a nice wooden carver chair in the dining room, and the leg has snapped in half in the middle of the leg. It's not come out of the housing at the top where you can just go like that and turn it back in. It's literally snapped in half. Oh, goodness, I'm going to have to call a joiner. I'm going to have to get out my wood glue. That's a much more of an avoid of an umnus. Chazal were not scared there that you're going to do that on Shabbos. And therefore, that will still say the old heter, the chair's okay, the leg's not moving. But only if it needs a big job to fix it, yeah? A regular person can't do that, and therefore we're not scared. A very popular case is the screw coming out of the glasses, which we discussed with the Bach at the beginning. Screw coming out of the glasses, yeah? Now, walking around with one lens in and one lens out is extremely, for those who wear glasses, is a little bit dizzying. It's not geschmack, yeah? Now, it's very, very easy to fix. Little screw, turn it with your little screwdriver. Everyone's got one of those. Done, yeah? So that would be a problem. The lens comes out. It's all here. You say, Muck, and I go, oh, no, it's so easy to fix, and it's so disturbing, unfixed, we're scared you're going to quickly fix it. However, if it requires more work, let's say you've lost the screw. The screw bounces out, down the crack, down the grid in the street, it's gone. Now the chashash is gone, and therefore, it's not mucks anymore, yeah? It's the whole way you have to chash each case. Yeah, if the screw's fallen out and become lost, the chashash is more remote, and therefore the glasses are still okay. The glasses is malach the leheter, And the lenses is mukhen agavochiv, yeah? Had a chiddush I heard from other musmuch 30 years ago. He was in Gates Yeshiva with Rabbi Falk, currently Brocha, and he told him, had a chiddush, they were talking about the screw, his glasses are broken. He said, I'll tell you a chiddush, you can lose the screw. Go and lose the screw. He kicked the screw down a crack in the floorboards, and he took his glasses back to his bedroom. Because now he's lost that chashash of Gezer Hashem Yitoka. He's back to the heta of mukhen agavochiv, and he's good to go. Say again? Yeah, it's not chashash on to fix it. You're not allowed to fix it. But we've even taken away the concern that you might. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
You could use a
knife. Use that. You know that Victorinox to turn. Isn't it very good? Okay, let's finish off 10 seconds. Very important. Mukhen agavobev is limited to kelim. This is very important. So if you have any part of a binyan, yeah, if you have a push plate or a door handle, sometimes these come off on Shabbos. This comes off on Shabbos. You open the door. It's on the door. The door's okay, this is part of the door. I'm definitely going to put it back on. Yeah, I'm going to put it back on. Hey, it doesn't apply anymore. Mukhan agavoviv is a din in kelim, not a din in binyan. So if any part of your house, even the radiator tap, snaps off in your hand, drop it. Don't go and put it back. Definitely don't fix it. Don't even put it on the shelf. Put it down straight away. Okay, if it's come up to the other, you can keep going. If it's snapped off in your hand. Yeah, but if you see it on the floor, one of the kids has banged off with their bike. Don't pick it up and say, Mukhan agavoviv. He's good, I'm good. We'll put it all together after Shabbos. Doesn't help, yeah? So any part of a building, whether it's come away before Shabbos or after Shabbos, broken door handles, light switch covers, radiator taps, all these things that fall off before or on Shabbos do not have the heter of Mukhan agavoviv. Instead, they will be Mukhan agavoviv.
Amen.